There is an old man who said, I'm so old. When I go into an antique store, they won't even let me go. Well, in the scriptures, they say wisdom is not found in gold or silver hairs, but it is found in virtue. Virtue is where wisdom comes from, not length of days. And so often we look to children to give us wisdom. We look to people who are older. We look to middle-aged people. But we don't look to anyone simply because they are old. We look to them because they live a Christ-centered, virtuous life on this world. And in Ukrainian, I would like to repeat this one thing I said. Here next to the tetrapod, the four-legged table, we put the crozier or the staff of a bishop that we use in our church, which has a brazen serpent, and it is followed by the cross on top of the world. Because in the Gospel of John in chapter 3:14, it said, just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so the Son of Man will be lifted up in order to draw all people to himself. And this is important. Why would God tell Moses to make an image of the very thing that was killing the Israelites, these snakes, these seraphs? Because in all the spiritual writings, they say that we have to face the snakes in our lives, the evil that so easily winds itself around our heart. Or as St. Augustine says in his wonderful work, The Confessions, my sins kept calling back to me, how could you possibly live without us? And so whenever we try to be free, we like to hide our faces and our conscience and say, that's in the past. That has passed. But not always. The remnants often remain in our heart, and we should be vigilant because we are fighting for our own freedom. The goal of the Christian life is not to wallow in guilt or shame, but to wallow in love and redemption and say, God offers me forgiveness and salvation if I want to accept it. And how do I accept it? Not like the apostles in the boat today. Oh, you're the Son of God. You saved us. It's easy to say that. What about changing your life? Well, now you've gone too far, Jesus. I don't know about changing my life. I've gotten used to some of my dysfunctional behavior. But here, look at the snake in your life and ask yourself, do you believe that God can give you freedom and free you from the thing that so easily has wound itself in your life? We get used to character assassination. We get used to making fun of other people. And today's epistle, we are told that we are the temple of God. And whoever hurts or ruins the temple of God will have to answer to the Lord himself. What a beautiful thing it is when we use our words and our strength to lift someone up and to give them new spirit and new life in Christ Jesus. What a beautiful thing it is to come to someone and say, you are drowning in the water, let me lift you up. Let my faith be your consolation and your assistance in your time of need. Instead of being spectators in other people's lives, consider yourself a participant. Every time you say a kind word, every time you say a good deed, or even try this. I did this when I was a teenager. When someone is not present, say nice things about them. Continue to encourage them when they're not even there. And when you meet them, you will feel better and more free talking to them, because you are on their side all the time. And if you are there helping and saving people, then you are continuing the work of our Savior who gave himself up on this terrible thing called the cross and said, I will go to the evil place with you and transform it into a place of salvation. Slava Iisusu Christu. Amen.